This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The Oz Open kicked off on Sunday, and joining us over the next couple of weeks to, I suppose, talk about it, break it down, encourage us to go and play tennis for those who don't, is Joy Weekly's Joel King Main. Joel, good afternoon.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you? Because you're a tennis fan, aren't you?
Oh, look, I'm really in my element in the, well, since Sunday, really, and for the next 2 weeks, that's just my life.
So what got you into tennis in the first place?
I have loved it since I was a kid.
Right.
Never played at all, just loved watching it, self-taught myself, and then about 5 years ago, picked up a racket and down my local club, and
so you
now I play now.
It late in life.
Yeah, I was 38 when I first started to play.
Yeah,
but I love it.
And so that's really good because you went on, you learnt a game, but you started playing a game, but you already knew the rules and the skills, whereas the rest of us would have to go and learn the whole lot from the beginning.
If I said 30 love to you, what would that mean to you?
So I've had 30 who loved me in my life.
Such a novice, I love it.
No, that's two, isn't it? Two.
Basically 2 points to love.
To zero.
Yes, correct.
To zero.
Yes.
Okay, so what have you been doing in terms of the Australian Open? Have you been going to it?
Yeah, so I normally go the first 2 days, but this year, only having started a new job, I'm only going this Friday for the first time.
Oh, wow.
And then I've always gone to the women's final, and this will be my 8th or 9th women's final this year.
Okay.
So for the last sort of 10 years, I've decided that the women's final is what I'd spend my money on.
Oh, good.
More
I like
so,
that.
Yeah, because it's a big chunk of money to outlay, but you know, it's good to see a fresh face win the Australian Open.
Malcolm Campbell was in giving our sports update on Monday, and he was saying that the men's final is the most popular. And I said, well, if I was going to go to one, I would go to the women's.
Yeah.
To support, because I think that they should be just as popular.
Absolutely. And I think, value for money, like the women's is a 3-setter, men's is a 5-setter. So you could either have a game finished in 2 hours or 5 hours, but they're both bloody good.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So give us a rundown. What's been happening so far in the Open?
So far. Well, we have in both the men's and women's draw, there are 128 players on both sides that start the tournament.
Yep.
We're into round two at the moment because this year was the first time the Australian Open started on a Sunday. So we got an extra day's worth of play, which is great. So
why'd they do that?
I think, the other Grand Slams around the world have also started to do that. So I think they're just falling into line with that. So we're in round two. So we've got about 64 players sort of left in either side of the draw. A couple of great Aussies are still in the draw. Right now, I'm just found out that Storm Hunter, Australia's number one doubles player, is also in the singles. She's just won through to the third round, which is fantastic.
Fantastic.
Our other singles hope in the women's, Ayla Tomjanovic won last night in a tight 3-setter. Alex Demonor, men's number one Australian player, won this afternoon. So he's through to the third round. And there's like 5 or 6 other Aussie men playing at some point over there today or tomorrow.
So we've got, about three or four Aussies definitely going
into the third round.
Into the third round
at the
moment.
Which is exciting.
And we've got more to come.
More to come.
Are we doing pretty well in terms of tennis at the moment?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of a lag when Ash Barty retired in the women's section, especially. But, you know, there's some really bright up-and-coming women on that side that are coming through. The men have really sort of picked up their game. There was a point there where it was all about the women and then the men weren't doing so well. But, you know, I've recently, you know, Kyrgios and especially Alex Demonor. Alex Demonor cracked into the top 10 for the first time earlier this year. So he's a rising hope at the moment of winning a Grand Slam.
Joel, now you mentioned you're going to go to the women's final.
Yep.
I was listening to another radio station that was broadcasting the tennis on the way home last night. And they were saying, look, come on down, even if you don't go into the courts, there's a lot to do around the courts and see. Is it worth going down just to soak up the atmosphere?
Absolutely.
And get into it?
Yeah, 100%. Like you don't actually have to buy an on-court pass to go to a court and watch a game. You can actually just buy a ground pass,
right?
Which gets you into everything on the outside courts, plus all of the festivities that are going on. And there's just like food and drink and music. Like, there's just so much. There's stuff, a lot of stuff for kids. There's a whole big precinct. Like, I think it goes over like a 3K radius is from end to end. It's huge. So there's a lot to be doing. So even if you want to go for a bit of a drink after work on a Friday night or tonight, you've got the option to do that.
Head on down. Are you following the fashions on the court?
They have really stepped up their fashion.
Have they?
Yeah. Especially like if you are, I guess, a well-known player or somebody in, say, the top 20, especially from the women's side, there's some really, really cool outfits that some of the women wear. But the men are quite, you know, bright themselves.
Are there any out and proud players?
There are a few, not as many as we like. None from the men's side that we know of.
Oh, okay.
But there are a few women on the WTA side, so the women's tour. 14th seed Daria Kazakhina from Russia. She came out publicly last year and is the top ranked player who's out at the moment. And there's a couple of others. Nadia Podorska, I think her name is. She's from Argentina. And there's a couple of doubles players as well. So which is exciting.
Now, Joel, for those listening at the moment, I'm watching Joel talk. He hasn't looked at his notes once. You haven't looked.
I can just rub it on for this forever.
These names have just rolled off the tongue. You haven't even looked at the book. So tonight, what should we be looking at tonight? We get home, or we go to the precinct or what have you.
Yes.
We start watching the tennis.
Yep.
What should we be looking out for tonight?
So the match tonight, or the number one match tonight, will be between the number one seed men's player Novak Djokovic, and he's playing one of our hopefuls in Alex Popperin.
So we're going to go for Alex.
We have to, because he's Aussie. And I'm not a huge Djokovic fan anyway, but Popperin's got a really good chance. If he can strike the ball early and get a couple of good leads, I think he's in for a good chance.
Fantastic, Joel. It's really good to chat with you.
You too.
I'm not going to say you're Joel from Weekly. I'm going to say you're Joel, Joy Drive's tennis correspondent.
Oh, I love that. Do you like it? Stop it. I love it.
It does something, doesn't it?
It does.
So we'll catch you, in a couple of days or next week?
Yeah, next week. Yeah, I'll be back.
Fantastic, Joel.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.